Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's saint is quite literally close to home. Saint Peter Chenil is the patron of Oceania and is the first Christian proto-martyr of the Pacific. Born in 1803, Saint Peter was a French priest, one of the founding members of the Marist Fathers, and it was his dream since he was young to be a missionary. After many years, he finally had his dream realized by sailing to one of the tiniest and lesser-known islands of the South Pacific, the island of Futuna. He was known to the natives as the good-hearted man because of his zealous spirit and approach to pastoral care. In a eulogy of St. Peter Chenil, it was said that he could never refuse anything to the Futinians, even to those who persecuted him. He always made excuses for them and never rejected them, even though they were often rude and troublesome. He displayed an unparalleled mildness towards everyone, on all occasions without exception. And yet he was martyred by the chiefs, who wanted to destroy the seeds of the faith which he was planting in order to maintain power. Yet despite his martyrdom, a few years later, all were converted to the Catholic faith, and his witness spearheaded the growth of the church around the islands of the Pacific and the whole of Oceania, including Australia. Today is a special feast for our Polynesian brothers and sisters, the Marists, and the whole of Oceania, and we pray that more brave witnesses like St. Peter Chenil will rise up in this region of the world again. There are many challenges in the church today, but there is only one solution, as St. Peter Chenil said. In such a difficult mission, one has to be holy. Let us pray. O God, who for the spearheading of your church crowned St. Peter Chenil with martyrdom, grant that in these days of paschal joy, we may so celebrate the mysteries of Christ's death and resurrection as to bear worthy witness to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.